This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have come to that time of year when the big bins of watermelons in the grocery store are starting to be replaced by the big bins of pumpkins. Especially if you're in a grocery store in the Midwest, the odds are real good that at least some of those melons and a whole lot of those pumpkins were grown at Fry Farms in southern Illinois. When she was basically still a kid, Sarah Fry started a produce delivery business and in the process saved the then distressed family farm from foreclosure. Today, she lives on that same farm and, as it happens, sells more pumpkins than any other farm in the United States. She's got a new memoir out about all of it called The Growing Season. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai. Thanks for having me.
I don't want to spoil the book, and I recommend people read it because it's a good, nice read. But you had, it is safe to say, an unconventional upbringing on that farm, and you saw early on that you sort of had to do stuff for yourself. And so the question that comes out of this is, are you a farmer or are you an entrepreneur?
I think I'm first and foremost an entrepreneur. That was probably pretty obvious to me at age 8 when I made my first sale at a grocery store. I did have an unconventional upbringing growing up, and you know, really what was rural poverty in a part of the country mm-hmm. that has been, you know, forgotten. And you know, I grew up doing things as a young child that most adults wouldn't venture to do. And I think that's true for a lot of farm kids. But in my case, it was a very difficult upbringing. But I will say that all of those things and all of those experiences have formed me in my adult life and helped me accomplish what I needed to overcome.
We'll get to the accomplishments in a second because they are substantial. But back up for a minute. That piece of the country that's forgotten thing. Tell me about that and tell me why you said it.
So, I mean, I grew up in rural America, and as a child, I dreamed of leaving this place because generally there's a lost sense of hope, especially in these communities where opportunity doesn't seem to be present. And I spent my entire childhood and most of my teenage years planning and plotting my escape out of rural poverty.
So the opportunities that you have had, as we've established, you have largely created for yourself. For me, the pivotal one was as you're trying to establish your farm and your business, you see a Walmart distribution center being built, and you basically walk in and say, hey, I'm Sarah, you need to buy my stuff, right?
Well, it wasn't quite as simple as that, but pretty close, actually. At the time, I was about, I don't know, at 19 years old, I was driving by with my, you know, with my truckload of melons delivering to their stores. And I thought, gee, if I could just pull in there and give them all of these melons, I could haul so many more. It would save me time if they could distribute them. So, and that's exactly what I did. I pulled in, I walked in the door, and as fate would have it, they had buying offices that they were building, and they had a produce buyer there. And I walked out of that meeting thinking to myself, now, wait a minute, she said she wanted 3 semi-loads of cantaloupes a week. And this trigger went off in my head that she's talking about semis. And I literally had a Ford, like, one-ton diesel dually sitting in their parking lot that I had been hauling the melons with. So, you know, but I just said yes. And I said, you know, I'll do it. And there was never, I didn't hesitate for a moment because I knew I would figure it out at whatever cost.
That gets me to the subtitle of this book, right? It's called The Growing Season, How I Built a New Life and Saved an American Farm. I don't want to get all psychoanalytical here, but I wonder whether the farm saved you.
No, I was on my way.
Huh.
I knew that I was destined to go do something outside of this community. What I didn't know is that there would be a moment, and literally in a matter of seconds, split seconds, when I would make a decision to stay.
What was the moment?
You know, the moment came when, so the farm had been financially distressed for most of my life growing up. And there was a moment when I was walking the last horse off of the farm. I had to sort of sell off the few assets that were here. And I looked at this horse, and the horse looked back at me. And I was a kid. I was a teenage girl, and I was ready, you know, with all of these dreams of leaving. But in that moment, I felt this really incredible desire to plant my feet firmly in the ground instead of flying away. It was almost a spiritual moment for me.
Sarah Fry of Fry Farms, also now a book. It's called The Growing Season. Sarah, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai. I appreciate you.
We've got an excerpt from Sarah's book about mixing her rural roots with that CEO life she now leads at marketplace.org.